Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf nun, and we're holding Mem Tesa Medbeis, the final line on the Omid with the Gemara. It says, Dabra Lamed Mehekish, Choyzim Lamed Bekal V'chayna. Just to remind ourselves briefly what we're talking about, if you go up to five, six lines before the wide lines, remember we had a Nemanik, Hekish, Ugzer Shava, Kal V'chaymer, and what's missing is Ubinyan Av. Binyan Av is otherwise known as a Mamatzinu. All of those are together the simen. Now, what does that mean? So you remember we had already yesterday what Rabbi Yochanan said, B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's no problem with learning Lomed Mi Lomed, meaning learning A tells you B, and then B teaches you C. No problem. It doesn't have to be always that A teaches C. You can have two steps in the limud. A telling you B, and B telling you C. That's not a problem. However, in Hilchos Kodshim, we have a Mesoira, presumably all going back to Moshe Beinu Misinai, that here you cannot have learning two Limudim, one back-to-back from the other. There are the four major Limudim that Chazal use to go and draw out Halachas from the Psukim where it doesn't say it Befeish. You have what's known as a Hekish, you have a Gzir Shava, you have a Kal B'Choymer, and you have a Mamatzinu or a Binyan Av. Now, what exactly is a Hekish? Hekish means that you have two words put together in the same Pasuk, or two Psukim one after the other. Sometimes Igmar refers to this as a Smichus. By the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has put the two together, that tells you, presumably, that the properties of one also are the properties, the halachas of the second. What's a gzeira shava? Gzeira shava means that you have the same words used in different halachas, in different connections, but the fact that the Torah chooses to use the same word, you learn one from the other. Kal v'choymer is what we're very familiar with, that you start off with something which is kal, more lenient, and you say, if this is the halacha that applies to something which is more lenient, then certainly applies to something which is more chomer, which is even much more difficult or less lenient. And then finally, the Mamatzinu, or the Binyan Av, is considered to be the lightest form of all types of Limudim. What means the lightest form? I don't really have a strong logical argument to tell you that because of A, the same halacha should be B. But rather, when the Torah tells you about A, it tells you a whole bunch of halachas. B is really in a cloud, it doesn't tell you anything. If there's no reason to say otherwise, well, probably, whatever the deen that applied to A, probably also applied to B. But since it's only probably, so the Gemara says, even if you have a pircha koldu, one small little pircha, that there's a fine difference between A and B, then you can say, no, nishkarai. Maybe the reason why this halacha applies to A is because it has this particular halacha. But B doesn't have that, so therefore, off. Pircha koldo means even if a small variation, a small question, you can already push it away. So now, I distributed charts. Well, this was printed out last night by our very dear Chaver, Barry. And you'll notice on the chart you have over here the Hekish Gzeir Shova Kal V'Choyme Binyan Av. And again on the top, Hekish Gzeir Shova Kal V'Choyme Binyan Av. Now, if you look at the chart, the word the chart works is, look on the upper right hand, the northeast corner, so to speak, where there's a machloikis, where you can do the Zrika Saddam, for, not the Zrika Saddam, the Shechit and the Kabbalah for purposes of Kachi Kudishim. We won't go into that. But the Dover Halomed May, see in the bottom part of that square, Dover Halomed May, Hakish, or Gzeir Shava, Kavachim, Ben Yimrav, is a Chayzim Alamed B, and then you go to the columns, the Hakish, Gzeir Shava, Kavachim, Ben Yimrav. So the reason why I asked Barry to print this out is because the Gemara is going to keep on going back and forth and saying, what, like we said already before, in the name of Rava, or in the name of Ravina, or the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or Tana Rabbi Shmuel. And if each time we want to really understand what they said and go back and forth, we could learn this Gemara for 3 or 4 hours. And since I know people are not going to have that much patience, this four will be able to just quickly cross-reference the chart, or at least you can take it home and use it for Chazara if you want to remind yourself what exactly did Rabbi Yochanan say, what did Rava say. All is it here written out in very, very fine short terms. So, without going over the entire Gemara, but just reminding us a little bit, if you go back right after that Simon, we're now four lines before the white lines, on Mem Tesamid Beis, Dabra Lamed Behekish, if Halach is taught through a Hekish, Ein Choyzim Lamed Behekish, you cannot extend that further. So, if you learn B from A, based on a Hekish means that the two words are in the same pasuk, or they're in two psukim, one next to each other. One halacha, if you're learning A to B, you can then not learn B to C based on that same mechanism of hekesh. How do I know? So the more imidrava imidravina. What was Rav and Ravina? We had that already yesterday, just bikitsur, since we're going to repeat that several more times in our Gemara today. Rav is about halfway down the Omid base, where it says, Rav Omehoche. This is how you know that you cannot learn hekesh from hekesh. What's mehoche? The chsiv. Kashi yura mishor zebachash lomim. Lamai hilchasa in the parish of the par. Koyin HaMashiach, which is a very detailed parsha, and it tells us about the Emurin on the Mizbeach, including the Yoseris HaKoved and the Shtei HaKloyos. Those are among the Chalovim and Emurim that you put on the Mizbeach. So the Pasuk says, and don't forget, Kashiyura Mishor Zivachashlamim, just like by the Shlamim you take out several Emurim, then the same thing applies here too. Vektirim haKoyin al Mizbach Oila, here too by the Korban par Koyin haMashiach. And the question is, Vektimura, Lamai Hilchasa, why did I need to add those words Kashi Yuram Mishor Zevach Shlam? After all, if it's Liaseris HaKavod Shtei HaKloyos, Begufeksev Shteitach Befeirish in the par Koyin haMashiach that you put the Liaseris HaKavod Shtei HaKloyos on the Mizbeach. So I'll tell you what. Shum the boy agmure yoiseris a covet ushte hakloyes mi par helem dovishul tibor liseire avoidas kechom. The reason is because I need to teach the din of these special emur and yoiseris a covet ushte hakloyes from par helem dovishul tibor to the seire avoidas kechom. Now, how would I teach them from the par helem dovishul tibor the seire avoidas kechom? So you remember that back on daf lamites omid beis and then mem omid aleph, the Gemara brought a pasuk. And from that pasuk, we learned about eight different halachas. What was that pasuk? In the par helem dovah shel tzibur, which figures right after par koyin haMashiach, it says, you're wondering what do you do with the par helem dovah shel tzibur? The Torah said, v'osa la'par, kasha osa lefar ha'chatos, kein yaseloi. Whatever you did for the par koyin haMashiach, do also for the par helim double shul tzibur b'chipar makoyim v'neslachem, and then they will have a kapar. So now, a lot of this is really ibrik, because if it's coming to tell you the various halachas, what do you have to say? V'osel l'apor kasher osel l'parachatos ken yaseloi. So the Gemara darshan from that a whole bunch of limudim, as you recall in Lamites Amid Aleph, onto Lamites Amid Beis, and among them the Gemara said the fact that it repeats the word l'apor l'apor. The Asisa Lapar Kasher Osa Lefar HaChatos. So the first Lapar comes to tell you the Par Yoim HaKippurim. Par Yoim HaKippurim has nothing to do with that Parsha, but since the word Par is in, and we're talking about the Par, I don't need to say, the same way that you did the Par, this way you do this Par. I know what you're talking about, mister. The two Parshias come together back to back. So I learned from the Lapar, Ze Par Yoim HaKippurim, and then from the second Lapar, I learned the Par Koyin haMashiach, and then Hachatas, I learned the Seirei Avoidus Kechom. So you see that all of these are combined together in one, and you have a hekesh from one to the other. The fact that they're all together in that same parsha because of the additional words, Asa Kasher, Asa, Lapar, Lapar, etc. Anyway, so getting back now to this limud of Rava. What did Rava say? In the Parakon haMashiach, I don't need the Kasher Yura Mezeva Chashlamim, because it already says the Yeseres HaKavod Shtei HaKloyos. But the reason is because I want to learn the din of Yeseres Shtei HaKloyos from the Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur to the din of the Seirei Avoidus Chechov. Now, how can I go and do that? Because after all, if you look in the Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, it's very bare-boned, and it doesn't say the Yeseres HaKavod in Shtei HaKloyos, Begufa in the Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur. And I want to teach from there to the Seirei Avoidus Chechov. But I don't have the teaching materials to go and teach because it doesn't appear in the Parat Hamdav Shel Tzibur. Is Gufei Loiksiv in the Parat Hamdav Shel Tzibur? It doesn't say Yoseres Hakavodish Tehaklois. So how do I know it? Upar Koyin Mashiachu De Gomar. I learned the Parat Hamdav Shel Tzibur from the Par Koyin Mashiach. Be Osa La Par Kasha Osa La Par. I learned from the Par Koyin Mashiach to Parat Hamdav Shel Tzibur. And now I want to learn from the Parat Hamdav Shel Tzibur to the Seirei Avoid a Zara. But that's problematic, because then I would have back to back, hekish and hekish. And therefore, says Imar, that's why lahachi itzra kashiyuram, the extra kashiyuram mizeva chashlamim in the parish of the parakunim mashiach, which was unnecessary. Em ain't the inyan for the parakunim mashiach. I transfer it now to the parhelm davshat tzibur, and but the parhelm davshat tzibur, I already have that parhelm davshat tzibur should be like the parakunim mashiach by having this additional kashiyuram heavy kiman dekase begufei. It's as if we have now an explicit reference to the Eseris HaKovin Shtei HaKloyes in the parasha of the Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur, and now I can go and tell and teach from the Parhelm Shel Tzibur to the Seirei Avoides Koychovim. Why is that so important? So you shouldn't have a double Lamed Hekish, Choyzer Umelamed Behekish. So bottom line is, I have no Rava that teaches, you have a double Lamed Behekish. What would be the Hekish over here? I'm having from the Par Koyin the Mashiach teaching the Par Helim Davushal Tzibur, and then the Par Helim Davushal Tzibur would be teaching the Severe Sira Avodah Zichovim. That's a no-no, because the Davul Mehekish cannot be Choyin Olam Mehekish. That's why I need the extra Kashiyurim Shoraz Davul Cheshlamim to transfer, import Hilchos Yeseres Vakoved Ushtei Akloyes into the Parsha of the Par Koyin the Mashiach itself. So you only have one limud for the Par Koyin the Mashiach. To the Sira Boides Chum, I don't have back-to-back Hekesh. So that was Rav. And now the Gemara says, and the Chazor is all reflected there in the chart, which our good friend Barry printed out last night for the Toiv of the Gansoil. Those of you that are on the phone, Amir Tashem, well, Barry will be kind enough and he will circulate it today with the
Shem.
Exactly. A great Shishkoich. So that's Rav. What was Ravina? Ravina was higher up on the Omid. I don't know why the Gemara brings Rav and Ravina. It should be Ravina and Rav. Sometimes we hop on the last one, and then we go back to the earlier one. What did Ravina say? If you want to go back to Ravina, which is about 10, 12 lines from the beginning of Memtes Omid Beis, the Shaila the Gemara asked was that the Gabi, the Korban Osham, it says Vishachres Osham, in the Mokim that you go and Shecht, both the Chatas and the Oila Lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara already asked yesterday, what do I need both Chatas and Oila? After all, both of them are Tzofoin. I learned Oshem that it also has to be Tzofoin from those two. Why wouldn't it be enough, for instance, just to go and say that I shech the Oshem where I shech the Chatas? Or I shech the Oshem where you shech the Oila? Why do I need both the Chatas and the Oila? So Omer Avina, Itzrach, I need both. Because he actually chatos would only say chatos. How do we know that the chatos you shecht b'tzofayin? It doesn't say befeirish in the Torah, but it says v'shachres chatos b'mkoyim ha'sheyishchat eso oila. Ah, so that's a dover lamed behekish. So now, if he had a pasuk that says, and now you shecht the oshem, will you shecht the korban chatos? Oh, that would be a back-to-back hekish, because the chatos they only know behekish from Oila. Now I'm learning Osham from Chatos. A equals B, B equals C, Hekish by back by Hekish. Oi, that's no good. Because can you have a Dov Halam be Hekish, Choyz Halam be Hekish? And that's why we have to add the Oila. And then the one asked yesterday, so let only say Oila, what do you have to have Chatos? Ayin Sham. But the point is that we had Rav and Ravina both told us clearly, Dov Halam be Hekish, Ein Choyz Halam be Hekish. And that's why if you look at the chart, you see Hekish on the right, you see Hekish on the top. Can you learn Hekish Mehekish? A big X saying no. Yes. What's the reason why? Either according to Rava or according to Ravina. You see that on the chart very beautifully. Okay, so now the next one on the chart, the next one in the Gemara is, can you go and take a double Amid Behekish and Choyzim Alamed Begzei Reshavim? And this is what we had all the way in the bottom of the Amid. If you go back five lines from the bottom of the Amid, Amid Rav Yoichanan, B'cholatei Rekula, Lamed Lamed Lamed. It's not a problem. A equals B, B equals C, then that's fine. By kodshim ain't done lam milam. Dim kain, because if otherwise, lo yoyim et zafoyne ba'osham, the teisi b'gzeirish shava, the kodish kodoshim, mechato'ois. Remember, how do we know the din of tzafoyne ba'osham? As we said before, it says in the part of the shachar is osham, in the same mokum that you go and shecht, the chatos and the oil. Pray tomorrow, why do I need to come on to the Pasik to tell you that I'm going to learn Oshem from a combination of Chatzis and Oila, but Teisu Gzeir Shava, I can easily learn with the Gzeir Shava. What means Gzeir Shava? I'm going to learn Oshem Gzeirishova to and from Chatas. How do I know Chatas is Bitzofoin? That's a Hekish that I learned from Oil. That's already done, like we said yesterday. How do I go and learn now the Oshem from a Chatas? Learn Gzeirishova. What's a Gzeirishova? Here it says Kodesh Kadoshim. Remember, Rashi brought in the last two lines. By Chatas it says, Tishochet Achatas Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. Kodesh Kadoshim. By Oshem it says, Zoyes Teres Oshem Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. So let's go and learn now, since it says Kodesh Kadoshim on both sides, and they're both mufne because they have another pasuk. L'chol chatosim, l'chol hashama sheyashiv li, kodesh kadoshim l'chol hu ulevanecha. So I see that both chatos and osher, the words kodesh kadoshim are totally ibarik, totally superfluous. That being the case, up to Gemara, I could have learned l'choira a hekish. Hekish means I learned the chatos from the oila that has to be a bit softfine. Now, forget about a pasuk. Let's now learn Oshem from Chatas based on the Xerishav of Kodesh Kadoshim, Kodesh Kadoshim. Why did the Torah write a special posse to tell you the din of Tzofin by Oshem? Lav the memory. The Torah Lamed Behekish Ein Choyzum Lamed Be Xerishav. So therefore, that's why in the next box you have that big X. Can you learn from a Hekish Xerishav? Says Rabbi Yochanan. No. They get from a Kodesh. And this is where we're up to now. The final line of the Omid. Dov alam behekish, can it be choyze umalamid bekal v'choyim? Right? I learned B from A based on a hekish. Can this B now teach C based on a kal v'choyim? So what's the din tomorrow? You have Mitzvah v'Rabbi Shmuel. We already learned this 10 blad ago, that you can learn first the hekish and then the kal v'choyim. What was the Mitzvah v'Rabbi Shmuel? We have this back on Daf Mem Aleph. For those of you that want to just check back to make sure that the Gemara is quoting it correctly, Chas v'Shalom, you should think otherwise. But it's always good to do. They asked the Vilna Gaon, how did he become such a big Talmud Chacham? So he said that whenever a Gemara or Rashi made reference to another Gemara, he always checked it out, he always looked it up, and he reviewed it again, and that's how he never relied on the Marim Makoimis that the Tosa says, and the Gemara over there, and this Gemara over there, and he looked up every Gemara to make sure it's exactly how the Rashi or the Tosa is quoted. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so what was this Tana Rabbi Shmuel? So we had a somewhat interesting limud, which started on Mem Omid Beis, and that was Om Rabbi Shmuel. It's almost halfway down the Omud. Om Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Choymer. Ma B'Mokim Shloi Hushva, Korban LeKorban, Hushva, Masim la masim, mokem shehushva carbon the carbon and then she yashve maisa la maisa. Now, what was that mokem shehushva carbon the carbon? Gemara explained, you didn't have the same min of carbon. Now, what was that different min that you were talking about? So the Gemara said it. Gemara had a couple of half a minute, and the Gemara concluded seven lines from the bottom. The par helim dovish shel tzibur and the seirei avoides koy chovim. What are those two? Those two are not hushva carbon le carbon. In which sense? This is a par and this is a soil. Two separate meaning. Nevertheless, many of the halachas that apply to one apply to the other. Which ones apply? So Rashi already said at that time that, for instance, each one of these are kabbanas that have to be brought lifnim, and in each case you do seven hazois in front of the paroiches, and four on the mizbeach, so therefore you have a lot of masim which are the same. And therefore, Zokti Mara, Ella, I said from the par, Yemikim, what did I say? Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, together with the Sira Vodizcham. Skip the Mara Seikal Mifrach, Hella, go now five lines from the bottom, four lines, Ela Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur, Visoir Shal Yoim Hakipur. Par Helm Tzibur Seir Shal Kipurim, Vachikam Obama Mokim Shloi Hush Vakarbon the Carbon, because this happens to be a Par Helm Tzibur. This happens to be a Soir, Dai Pai Vai Soir, Hush Vumasim Lamasim. Now, Rashi says it doesn't mean that the Masim are all exactly the same, because there's a major difference. The Shoshim Kippurim, you go Lefnai Vilifnim. Also, there you have on the Paroiches, instead of seven Hazois, you have eight. Achas, Achas, Viachas. True. All of that is true. But nevertheless, explains Rashi, Hushva Masim Lamasim, the bare minimums of both of them are the same. In other words, in both cases, you have at least seven on the Paroiches, and at least four on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So Hushva Masim Lamasim. There. So madach, in a case where the two are not the same min, the Torah was mashlim masl masim. Alach is kam v'kam, when you're talking they are the same min, that's on the top of mem aleph, omed aleph, third line. The osilei soriyam kippurim, mesi'irei avoydus chechavim, and now we're going to go and learn the soriyam kippurim from the seir avoydus chechavim with that kal v'chaymer. Now what was that kal v'chaymer? The madach that the two minim were different in the first part of the Kal V'chomer, that the Paradigm Shetzib is a part, and the Sor Shalom Kippurim is a Sor, so they're not the same. But nevertheless, the Torah was Mashve Masim LeMasim, the Masim are the same. Here, where the two Kabbonis are the same, Sor Yom Kippurim and Sir Vaitzachom, both are talking about a Sor, the same, is the Chabad and Nevada, the Masim have to be the same. What Masim did we learn the same? So Rashi says, the S Bidam Ubitvila. For those of you that would like a quick chazara, what means es dam tefila? So Gemara said, because it said in the pasuk, v'toval es etzbo'oi mad badom, and the Gemara said, we don't need such a verbose pasuk, we could have had a much shorter pasuk. So therefore you have three extra words. Es, what does es come to tell you? That if a kohen has a blister on his hand, where he's doing the avoida, right, might think that it's a chatzitza, kamashwala. No, it's es, it's secondary to the hand, not a chatzitza. And then it says, es bedam ubetvila. What have we learned from dam? That he, when he stuck in his finger into the dam, it has to be that the initial mizrak had enough. Can you manage? The initial mizrak had in it, initial mizrak had in enough blood, and not that it had only half of the blood, and then he added the blood later on prior to the hazois. No. It has to have dam already from the very outset. And what was bitvila? Exactly. Not that you go and rub it or kratz it on the surface. Shoo. You already have one. See, now he has to.
Thank you.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So there comes v'loi misapik, that you have to have enough blood that you immerse the finger, not that you kratz, you rub or scrape from the outside of the kli, inside of the kli, to get the dam together. Ah, so that was, we started off with we had a Kal V'chomer over there, and we're saying that we learned based on this Kal V'chomer the halacha of Seirei Avoidus Kechavim. Now, how do I even know the Seirei Avoidus Kechavim? We want to learn it from Sar Yom Kippurim. How do I know those halachas? I learned that initially from a Hekish. Where was that Hekish? Because it's also the part, Kashi, also the part. And I said that the Par Hachatos. So I'm telling you the Seir Avoidus Chacham, and from the Seir Avoidus Chacham, I want to learn based on this Kal V'chomer to the Sor Yom Kippurim. So the Seir Avoidus Chacham itself, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Befeish about this Es Bedam Betvil. I only know it because it's part of that Pasuk of the Par Helm Dov Shul Tzibur and the Par Kone Mashiach, and so I'm learning initially from that Hekish to the Seir Avoidus Chacham. And then from that Hekish, Seir Avoidus Chacham, I'm now teaching with his Kal V'chomer that we just learned, where the Minim are different, and Kal V'chomer, where the Minim are the same, I can learn the din of Es Bedam Ubetvila from Seir Avoidus Chacham to the Sor Yom Kippur. So can you do that? Freit Yimora, V'chidava Lomit, Behekish Choyzim Lamit, Bekal V'chomer, Omra Papi, yes! That's why here on the chart you see that big check and it shows Tanavir Bishmal. Yes, you can learn Dev Lamed Vila, Sir Avoyazara, originally from the Hekish and then at Choyzim Lamed to the Yom Kippurim. Beautiful. So that's how you have those cases so far. Zokimor Vaita. Now let's go on to Dovah Lamed Behekish Maushi Lamed Bebinyan Av. That's the final case on this first line. Something to learn from Hekish, can you now teach me the Binyan Av? Remember, Binyan Av means like a mamatzino. Once I find it over here, it's probably over there. It's the same thing. On Rav Yirmiyah Leilichtay, so let's see how we address this. On Rav Yirmiyah Leilichtay, Tzafayna Ba'asham. We don't really need a Pasuk Ba'asham. Asham, it says, Tzafay, we're on the top of Nun Omid Aleph, and the Gemara started on the first line. Tavalam and the Hekish, Ma'i Shalam Binyan Av. I start off with the Hekish. Can I now continue it with the Binyan Av? So I'm Rav Yirmiyah. I'm going to bring you a raya on this halacha. Lo licht of tzafayin ba'asham. Be'asham, as we know, there is a pasuk of tzafayin. It doesn't say the word tzafayin, but we learn asham from chatos and from oila that has to be tzafayin lefnei Hashem. Okay. Zok Timara, what do we need that pasuk for? Let the Torah go and take out that one pasuk. What means to learn from chatos? Just like by chatos is a wonderful, beautiful carbon, and it's a machaper, and it does a great job, and that has to be dafke b'tzofin. How do I know that a chatos is b'tzofin? Because I learned chatos from oila, so that's a hekish, a chatos from oila. And now, let's say that I learned the osham with a binyanav, in other words, it's a mamatzin, chatos is b'tzofin, so probably osham is also b'tzofin. Why not? So my yichas v'kosvei, why does the trade have to have a special posik? Lav remember lechoyde comes to tell you the tovah lamed behekish. That is the chatas which you learn hekish from oila. And lechoyde malav ben yinav it cannot go and teach you the din of oshem. So therefore, I should put in this final box a big X that you cannot go and learn a tovah lamed behekish. The chatas which you learn behekish from oila cannot go and teach ben yinav, and that's why I need a brand new posik. But notice in the chart it doesn't have an X. It has a question mark. Why? Says the Gemara, that is not a good solid raya, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why is it not a good solid raya? Because you're telling me if you could learn a davar halam v'hekish, choizum alamid b'mametzino b'binyanav. So what do I need a pasuk for? Just go and learn it from a binyanav, from chatos. So tomorrow the tamich, let me ask you, teisim binyanav me'oila. I can make it even easier. An oila has a din of tzofin. What's the din of asham? It's probably the same thing as oila. So I don't even need both kachim kalim, exactly, kachim kudishim. I don't even need the original hekish. I just learned from binyanav alone. In other words, not davalam v'hekish, choizim lam binyanav. Just go straight. Let's go and learn the din of asham from oila, just like oila's kodesh kudushim. This is also kachim kudishim. And just like an oila, you have to do it in the tzofin. You also have to do it in tzofin. So my time loy osi, why taka didn't we learn at the beginning? I'll tell you why. Shem deklimif, because it's an obvious percha. Mala oila shekin kolil, the reason why oila has to be betzofin, oila is such an intense degree of kedusha, the whole thing is kol on the mizbeach. Not a morsel can be eaten by bnei adam, not by a koyin, and not by a balam kainanish. Well, that's why it has to be betzofin. And therefore, that's why you cannot learn from that the karbon poshem. So Gemara, if that's the reason why the chatas nami yikalim ifrach, you know why I cannot go and learn from a chatas mit abinyan av? Be'emes, it's konzain that a dov alamed behekish, like the chatas which you learn from oila, you could teach further with abinyan av. The reason why I don't learn the case of oshim from chatas abinyan av, shekin mechaperes chayovi krisis, because I have a tremendous percha. What's the percha? The reason why Chatzis has a din of tzofin, because you're talking about heavy-duty aveirois, that if a person did it, amazing, he would get kareis. He did it b'shoy, he goes and brings a karm. Chatzis. Mashen ken osham never rises to the level of a kareis. You have an asham ilois, you have a shab shif charufa, sham gzeilois, nuzim, metzoyre, 100% right. But none of them rise to the level of heavy kareis. So maybe it doesn't have to be b'tzofin after all. And therefore, we stop over here. That's why we do not have the raya of Rabbi Yirmiyah. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to bring a raya. Because it would be lam b'binyanav. What do I need the pasuk for? I'll tell you why. Because you cannot learn a b'binyanav. Because a b'binyanav means, just like chatas, you have to go and do it b'tzofin. So Asher probably also b'tzofin. Oh no, there's no probability over here. The reason why you have to do b'tzofin, chatas, mechaper, on chayov krisos, heavy duty stuff. But Asha, which is much lighter, so to speak, maybe you can even do that bitorim. So therefore you have no raya from the fact that there's a pasuk, because without the pasuk I could not learn it b'minyanav, period. With this, that's the reason why the Gemara says I cannot be poshed it. That's why you have the big question mark here in the fourth box. And now the Gemara, once we've gone through this, the Gemara says, oh, by the way, since we're talking about this topic, chod mechod le'asya, I cannot go and learn Oshem directly from either chatas, because that's chayiv, machaper chayiv akrisis. I can't learn from oil because that's kula kol, teisichod mitarti. Maybe I can learn it with a real binyanav, learning le rizek, 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 tzadashevachan. So let's learn one from two. So tomorrow, mahi teisi, which one should I learn one from the other two? This is really, again, not addressing our broader shayla and the chart, but since we got on the topic. Let's learn oila from chatas and osham. The jets of chatas and osham have to be tzafin. Oila has to be tzafin. So I can't do that because mahalach shein mechaper. Both of them are mechaper. Chatas on the chiyav krisis and the osham on the various meilois and gnevis and gzelus, whatever, etc. Masha enkein oila Isn't Oyla Ulta Mechaper on essays? Yes. Says Rashi, compared to Chatzis V'Yoshem, the Kapar of an essay is a gunish, like the Gemara called it before, Mekufia. It's only, you know, abyssal, it's not really intensive Mechaper. The Iker of Oyla is a doiroi. Once you're bringing it all to Mechaper, if you did Eshtik, you forgot an essay, you didn't put on film one day, Chatzis V'Yoshem, you didn't put on Tzitzit, whatever, it's Mechaper on that. But that's not the principal reason for an Oyla. The principal reason for an Oyla is for a doyrin, and it's also mechaper mikofi. Okay, so therefore I cannot learn oyla from chatzis and osham. Lo nichtev rachman mechatos b'teis me'anach. Let's learn chatzis from oyla and osham. Malanof shekein zcharim. Both an oyla has to be a zachar, and an osham has to be a zachar. Mash inkin the typical chatos by a yochid is a kizbo or a seira. So how can I learn one from the others? Lo nichtev be osham b'teis me'anach. Let's learn osham from an oyla and chatzis together. Malanof shekein yeshna b'tzibur kibi yochid. We have a chatzis tzibur every single Rish Chodesh, every single Yomtiv. We have a chatzis here, right? Sir chatzis echad, sir izim echad chatzis. Yeah, so you always have bitzibur. And the same thing applies to an oil. Every single day you have bitzibur, right? The oil is tomish shachat, tomish ben aboy. But you never have an osham bitzibur. No such thing as an osham bitzibur. So therefore I cannot learn one from the others. Boom. So we have now completed that whole discussion, and we have concluded that although we thought we had a raya that a double lama the hekish ain't a choizel lama binyan av, we really don't have a raya, because maybe you could learn binyan av, but here we have a pircha on the binyan av. So now we go, Baruch Hashem, to the next category, and that's the gzeir shabbat.
Why isn't that conclusively defeating binyan av? If you have a pircha, then it knocks out of binyan av.
For sure.
Why is it remaining a question mark? It should be a no.
What happens if you had a binyan av which was so strong that you had no pircha? Would you be able to then learn the Oshem from the Chatzis B'nina? There's no percha, right? The Gemara brings a percha because Chatzis happens to be heavy duty, it's Mechaper on Chayav HaKris. But if it wouldn't be for that, I could learn L'Choyra. So what do I need the Pasuk for? So that was the original Raya of Rabbi Yemin. What do I need the Pasuk for? I can go and learn the Din of Oshem from the Din of Chatzis with a Binyanav, and the din of chatas I learned from Oyla with the hekish. I see that a double lam the hekish ainer choizem lama binyanav by the fact that I need a pasik. So Zimor, no. In terms of the theoretical, yes, perhaps you could learn oshem from chatas binyanav. However, because of the fact that I have a big percha, that binyanav folds away. But if I wouldn't have a percha, maybe I taka could learn from binyanav, notwithstanding the fact that you learned it originally from a hekish, and I taka wouldn't need the pasuk. So therefore, I don't have a conclusive raya from a birmia why I need the pasuk. Is the reason because I need the pasuk, because there's no such thing in the world of double lam behekish, choizim lam binyanav, that's why I have to have a pasuk. Oh, no. A double lam behekish, theoretically you could learn the binyanav, but in the case that you're giving, impossible.
But if you could
find a theoretical whatever, you could learn Hekish back to back after that with a binyanav. And now we come to the next category of the Gzeir Shav. And we're going to go through the same type of limudim each time. Zokti Moravaita, double lam Gzeir Shav. We're now halfway down the up. Double lam Gzeir Shav, Maushi Lamed Behekish. We started with the Gzeir Shav. And now can we learn from that Behekish? Omer Rav, Papa, let me try to be poishit for you. What's the right? The Zohar story says Zevach Hashlamim im al toida yakrivenu the hikra of Zevach HaToida, etc. Okay, leman le toida shebom min hamaiser. Everybody knows that typically in year 1 and year 2 and year 4 and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, in addition to trumais and maseres, you have to go and give maser sheni. Now you don't give maser sheni, you tithe. You're mafresh maser sheni. What do you have to do with that maser sheni? You have to go and bring it up to Yerushalayim. What happens if a person cannot take so much Maser Sheni, Baruch Hashem, Yid is an Oysher, he has thousands and thousands of dollars worth of Maser Sheni, of value in terms of Chitim and Tzoyrim, you would have to go and rent a whole series of U-Haul trucks to take all the Maser Sheni to Yerushalayim. The Torah says, Kiloy Suchal Se'esoy, if you can't go and schlep it all, you can go and be poyed and take the money to Yerushalayim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the money you bring it to Yerushalayim?
The food.
You have to buy food items. You cannot go and dedicate a new yeshiva building. You cannot go and buy a Sefer Torah. You got to go and use it for food items. Now, one of the principal food items that they used to use it for was going and buying a carbon shlomim, figuring, let's go and be mekayim another mitzvah. With a maser sheni money, we're going to buy a carbon shlomim. Then we're going to be able to give a shtickle to the Rabbi Yishloim, that's in form of the Aymarim. We'll be able to go and give a choz of a shoy to the Kahanim, and the Balaam will also be able to eat a nice suda with the whole mishpucha and the friends, so this will bring shalom to everybody.
What about chabilas? You're not supposed to package mitzvahs?
There certainly is such a cloud, but where it works, where it doesn't work, I'm not sure. Okay. In this connection, we're just taking Master Shani money and we're using it for, instead of just buying bananas and tuna fish and potatoes, I'm buying it with it a carbon which you can use also for food items. I don't know that this would apply here, but I hear your question. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, so you can certainly use the mass of money to go and buy a shlomim. Now, how do I know I can use the mass of money to buy a shlomim? Maybe I can't. Maybe I have a chavilas point, which Ariel has just brought to the table. See, Moses says, because I have a gzeirah shava of shum. Now, where do I have this gzeirah of shum? If you have the Torah or Shalom, numbers 3 and 4. V'zavach to shlom v'yachal to shum. Samach to fnei Hashem lekecha. Oh, so that's how much shlom is shum. And then number 4. V'yachal to fnei Hashem lekecha. What do I have to eat? Which means in Yerushalayim, I have to eat the mas at the gonchus rosh mitzarecha, etc. We're talking about maser shein. So both shlomim b'yichal tisham, since shlom of course is kachem kalim and has to be within the walls of Yerushalayim, and the other shlom is referring to the maser shein. Just like the maser shein has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, the shlom is also shum. Ah, so what does it tell you from that? That you could use maser sheni money to buy a shlomim. Now, what happens if I don't want to buy a shlomim? I want to buy a carbon toida. As you know, toida is a subset of shlomim, but it's certainly not the same as shlomim. For instance, shlomim you can eat lishna yomim v'layla echad, and toida you can only eat liyom v'layla. And shlomim comes without any bread, so to speak. Mashing and toida, you have to bring 4 different types of menachos. What 4 different types? 3 of them are matzahs, and 1 of them happens to be chametz. Okay, so what's the din? Can I go and use the maser sheni money to go and buy a toida, which is the shlomim together with the 40 matzahs, the 4 different minim? So Amar poida, yeah. David halom, Timori asked, David halom gzeir shava, that's the shum, that shlomim, you can use maser sheni money. Maushilam behekish, can you now go one step further and say, just like you can go and use maser sheni by the shlomim, I can use maser sheni, you go and buy a toida, amra papi, yo. Because if Zoyi's turn is zevach hashlomim, that's pasuk 1. The next pasuk says, im al toida yakri venu. Oh, so we have now a hekish shlomim to toida to shlomim. It's lamad le toida shabomina meiser. How do I know vishte to meiser? Men ashkan shlom the osami meiser. Shlom gufayu. How do I know toida bona meiser? Because I learned it from shlom the osami meiser. Shlom gufayu minol. And how do I know the shlom can be brought from meiser? Tachsiv shom shom. Ah, so I started off with Xeir Shava, and I ended up with after Xeir Shava a hekish. So you see a dover halom made me Xeir Shava, choizim alamed behekish. And that's in your box. You see that's Rapapa. The boss of Lomit is Lena that you go and learn from Shlomim. Shlomim from Meiser, Gzeir Shava, and then you learn to a Toida mita Hekish. L'choida, everything is swell, but Mar Sutra has a problem with Rapapa's Limud. What's his problem? Only Mar Sutra Bereit Mary Ravina. Maser Dogen Chulin Bi Almahu. In other words, remember, all of these, if you want, you can take it home, you can leave it in Yomar, whatever you want. So, okay, no problem. Well, he loves us, we love him, we'll work it out.
All right, yeah.
Okay, yes,
right. Down some,
yeah, exactly.
Only the riches of the world you can't take away yet.
It depends. Okay, anyway, so getting back to Shkoy, thank you for joining us. So getting back to Marzutta Bereda Mary, says to Ravina, when can you go and say, I have a raya, the Dover Halomin Migzeda Shava, that's the Shum, and afterwards goes and teaches you the Hekish from Shlomim to Toida with a Hekish. That's Tavki if both sides of the equations are talking about Kachim and Kachim. To learn Chulin from Kachim and Kachim from Chulin, this rule doesn't apply. It's like Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'cholatayri kula lemeidin lomid mi lomid." There's no problem if hekish mitzgeir shovim b'mamatzino kal v'choyim. That's not a problem. It's only by kodshim ein donin. Oh, so now the question is, do you look after the lamed or do you look after the melamed? If you remember, we had this discussion a couple of days ago in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, I have that same thing over here too. Because what was my initial halacha Masu Sheni? Masu Sheni, even though it has a degree of Kedusha, yeah, but it's not Kodshim. It still has a din of Chulin. Ah, and so I'm learning from the Masu Sheni with a Gzeir Shav Sham Sham to the din of Shlam. So now, if you're going Basar the Milamed, the one that's teaching, that's the A, that's the case of the Masu Sheni. Masu Sheni is Chulin. So of course Chulin can go and teach a halacha to the din of Shlam. That's not a problem because it's Chulin. And now I'm learning from Shlam to Maisa, so it's only one limud. I don't have back to back limudim when it comes to Kachim. She says, my sutra, you have no right because Masa Dogen Chulin Bialu. On Malay. So now, Ravina responds to my Zutra Bereda Mary, and he says, Omalei, Omar Omra. Omar Omra means the one that taught this limud, which was Rapapa. And Rabbi Yochanan that says that you cannot learn Lomed Mi Lomed by Kodshim, did they stress that it has to be both the Lomed and the Melamed have to be Kodesh, that you can't learn Kodesh from Kodshim? Lomed Kodesh Melamed Kodesh, period. Okay. Amra, Lomed Melamed Kodesh. Yeah, good. Amra, Lomed Kodesh Melamed Kodesh. Meaning, in this case, I don't have to have that all three, right? We have three things over here. We have the Master Sheni, and then we have the Shlomim, and then we have the Koida. So you don't have to have that all three of them are Kodshim. For purposes of our Limudim, it's enough if you're learning Kodesh, and then afterwards teaching the other Kodesh. Meaning, how did I know the initial Lach of Shlomim, that's Master Sheni, that I learned from Shamsham, with Xer Shavit. Eina Khanami learned it from Chulin, from Master Sheni, but that doesn't interest me. All I need to know is that I've learned the din of Shlomim based on Xer Shavit. That what? That I can use it for Master Sheni to go by Shlom. But I've learned the din of Kodshim, of Shlomim, from Xer Shavit. And now we want to go and learn from that Kodshim, from that Shlomim, to Toidah, which is also Kodshim. You can't go and have Kodshim teaching to other Kodshim. And so therefore, what Marzutra is saying is, how do you know that that you have an ironclad limud rapapa? You're saying, I see from the fact that I can go and learn. Initially, shlomim from Meiser with a Xer Shav. And then I learn shlomim, goes and teaches us to the din of Toida. And we had a master, so we had Xer Shav first. And we ended up with a Hekish. No, you can't learn that, perhaps. He's not saying definitively. Shum Aleichem, welcome back. Good to have you. Rechem Abba. So, Sadmore says Mazutra, maybe you're wrong. Maybe you have to look at not only the Lamedim, we also have to look at the Milamed. And if the Milamed in our case happens to be a case of Chulin, so maybe this halacha doesn't apply. When the initial Milamed is Chulin, then you could have back-to-back all different types of Limudim. It's got to be always that the Milamed, Mit Alamed, and the final Milamed, all of them have to be Kodshim. So that's why you see again on the chart, Marzutra, it's with a question. He says, maybe you go Basa Malamed is Linen, and Masa Dugan is Chulin Bialmu. So you don't have a Raya or a Papa. Good. Anyway, so that's the Gezer Yeshev, Chuyza Malamed Be Hekish. Continuing on to Agimara. No? Now, Dover Halamed Migzer Yeshev, Maishi Lamed Bigzer Yeshev. Right? You have one Gezer Yeshev, and you want to have a back-to-back Gezer Yeshev. Rami Bar Chama tells us, yes, you can have back-to-back Zer Yishavs. What's the back-to-back Zer? Tanya, Soyles Mabeches, Laman L'Ravucha Shabbos, Soyles, Chalois Minayim. Person is bringing the carbon toida like we just discussed. When you bring a carbon toida, you have to bring four different minim of the Chalois, with the Mincha, or the four types of Mincha. Yeah. Anyway, so what are three of the four? So if you look at number two, on our Torah or Ashaleng, im al toidi yekrveni, you bring a carbon toida, the yekrv azevach toida. Together with the toida, you have to bring chalois, matzois, belulois, bashem. That's chalois matzois. That's number one. Number two, urikike matzois mishuchem bashem. That's number two. Third one is the soilus murbeches chalois belulois bashem. The soilus murbeches, the oilim says it's like a bagel type of thing. Rashi says you put it in boiling water to go and make it into something hard. So you don't fry it, you don't bake it, you put it in water. So people like to call that a bagel. It doesn't make a difference. Anyway, those are the three minim. And then the next pasuk says, and you bring it together with chametz. We're not focusing on the next pasuk, we're just focusing on this pasuk. So note in this pasuk, we started with chalis matzois, we have rukike matzois, and then we have the soydes murbeches, chalis blues vesham. So Gemara says, clearly on the murbeches, you have to have it from the soles. Now there's a difference between kemach and soles. In fact, Rashi points it out at the beginning of this week's parsha, where it says that Avram Avinu said to Sarah, marry, go and bring lushi, kemach soles, lushi basi ugois. It's either kemach or soilus. Soilus is considered to be triple A, beautiful soilus, the finest flour. Wheat and the finest flour. And if kemach is much more like triple Z, which is much more coarse, that you didn't sift it, and you could see a lot of the impurities still in that flour. Okay, so now, the Torah only says soilus when you're talking about the murbeches. It says the soilus murbeches. What about the first category, the chalois matzois? Do those also have to be from soilus? Says Gemara, yes. Why? Because they have Xerish Shavah. The first of the three is called Chalois Matzois Blues Meshemin. The third one is the Soilus Murbeches Chalois Blues Meshemin. So I have Chalois, Chalois, I have Xerish Shavah. Just like Murbeches, you're required to have Soilus. Same thing, the Chalois Matzois, you're also required to have Soilus. Okay, that's straightforward. Then the one wants to know, how do we know that Rikikin has to be also with Soilus? Oh, because I have now another Xerish Shav. The Xerish Shav is Matzois, Matzois. Chalois, Matzois, Blues, Meshem. Or Kike, Matzois, Meshuch, Meshem. So I learn Matzois, Matzois. But Chalois, I don't know, needs Shem and Pah. I don't know that it needs Soles. The Chalois, Matzois, I learn Soles from the Murbeches. So I have back-to-back Xerish Shavs. Murbeches tells us Soles. Same thing now when it comes to Chalois, Matzois, requires Soles. Because I learn Chalois, Chalois. How do I know the Rikikin also requires soilus? Because I learned matzois, matzois. Yizhok digmar, umr b'chama, tani yasoid mabechaz l'mana levucha yiboa soilus, chalois minayin, tamulim chalois chalois. Rikikin minayin, tamulim matzois, matzois. So you see, gzer shava, beautiful, and that's why it says taki here in the box. You'll notice you have a big check mark, and the Gemara says umr b'chama, yes, chalois l'mgzer shava, chalois chalois, and then matzois, matzois. Back to the Gemara. Amle Ravina, mi mai de matzis, mi chalis gomar, dilma memafi taner gomar. Yes, it's taka true, we learn matzis. But you're assuming that this matzis is a backup after we have the chalis, xerishova. Now we have another xerishova from chalis to rikikin, matzis. No, mei the matzis from mafitaner. Now mafitaner is not one of the four minim that you bring together with chalis toida, but it is one of the minim of a mincha that one can bring in the Beis Hamikdash. And by the Mafitana, it also uses the same expression of matzis. Where do we have that matzis? If you look at the Rashi right before the white lines, four lines before the white lines, all the way in the bottom, Rashi says, Dilma, mi matzis tichsiv gaber rekikin, by minchas mafei gamri, v'hasam soilis behedjiksiv, soilis chalois, matzois belulois bashemen, rekike matzois mishuchem bashemen. There Taka says the din of chalois, I'm sorry, the din of soiles by mafei tanur, and right next to it says soiles chalois, matzois, and then rekike matzois mishuchem bashemen. So I'm learning the rekike matzois, not from our chalois toida, but I'm learning the rekike matzois, that it has to be soiles, from the case of the mafei tanur, where it says soiles. Chalois matzah blues b'shemen. So what is the Gemara therefore saying? Says Travina, who says Rami Bar Chama that I'm learning back to back Zeder Shavas? One Zeder Shavas I'm learning is soilus from the fact that it says chalois. And now that I know by the chalois matzahs it has to be soilus, now learn matzahs from chalois to rikike. No. Maybe I don't learn that at all. The din of chalis, and then matzis. I can't learn back-to-back gzereshavas. So how do I learn it? Maybe the gzereshava, first I have one gzereshava, chalis, is still telling you that there's a din of soilus, not only by murbeches, by revucha, but also legabe the case of the chalis. That's one. How do I learn it? Chalis. Finished. Closed case. Now you want to know rikikin. Rikikin I'm going to learn from mafitana. Well, there it says, befeirish, soilus, chalis, matzois, blu, And then it says in the same pasuk, Urikike matzois mishucha meshamen. Oh, so therefore I'm going to go and learn now the din of Rikikin matzois from the din of mafei taner. There it says nothing to do with our case of the chalis matzois meshamen of the chalis toida. This is a separate, independent gzeira shava. So therefore I don't have any raya rami barcha.
So Ravina is only arguing in the second gzeira shava that we're learning. He's not arguing in the principle gzeira shava linked to gzeira shava.
Correct. And he's also not saying that you're wrong, Rami Bar Chama, when you're saying you can learn.
He's raising the question.
He's just saying maybe the second gzeira shava is unrelated to the first gzeira shava. You have one gzeira shava teaching you chalais, separate gzeira shava in a different parasha altogether, teaching you that by rekikin you also have to have soil. That's nothing to do with that first gzeira shava. And therefore, says the Gemara Ela Marava, I have another raya that you can have back to back gzeira shavas. What's the other raya? Tanya, the kirbay ufirshay v'hoitzi malamish mitziyoy sholem. Now, where is this pasuk called about? If you look at number 5, the pasuk is referring to the par koyin hamashiach. As we know, the par koyin hamashiach is one of those chatois, which is sreifois, which you go and burn. So, what does it say in the pasuk? V'es hoirapor, v'es kol psoroi, al roishoy. The alkroav, the kirbay ufirsha. Kirbay means the intestines, the innards, and pirsha is the waste. In other words, that the zevel that is produced by an animal, but which is still in the animal because the animal did not have a chance to go to the bathroom yet, so there's still some perish inside.
Alkroav is the
krov. It's other types of innards. It's not the same as the kibbutz. V'hoitzi es kol ha'parah mechutz ha'machneh. Take the whole par out. This is the par of the Kohen Mashiach. Take it all out. El mokem tohar, al shefach ha'deshem, v'sarav oisoy, and then burn ha'leitzim eish, al shech v'deshem yisar. Okay, very good. The only thing that I've taken out from that was the aymarin, and that I put on the mizbeach, but otherwise everything else I took out ichutz l'machneh. So it says now in the braisa, v'kir bo yufirshoy v'hoitzi. That's the two psukim together. Pasuk ends off al roish v'akrav v'kir b'yufir shay, and then it says v'hoitzi es kalapar. So I learned from that malam shemitziyah sholem. You don't go and cut it up into nisachim, into individual pieces. Take the whole animal b'shleimis, schlep it out to the shefach chadash. Yochai yisrofenu shlom. I would think over there you should go and burn the whole thing also sholem. Then merkan it says in the pasuk roish u'krav. Then malahalon roish u'krav malahalon ayidei nituach. Now, what is the Nemel HaHalon Reish HaKrav? This is referring to a carbon oila, and it says in the Pasuk, V'nitach Oisoy L'Nesachav, take the carbon oila and cut it into pieces. If you remember back in Mesechtes Yuma, maybe Tamid as well, in Mesechtes Yuma it says that every single day they had the initial pious, I think there were 12 Kehanim. Why? That's why the Ben Cotton made with 12 Dudim. Why do you have to have 12 Kehanim? Because one took the Roshim, one took the front leg and the back leg and the two legs together, and one took the flankin and one took this side and that side. Each one took Ashtikala. It's a par. It's heavy duty.
It's a kevis.
Okay, but when you had a par, then you need 12. But kevis, yeah. You didn't need 12. But by a par, you needed 12. Anyway, so getting back to our then you have to cut it into pieces. So in other words, when you're taking it out of the base of the parakon and Mashiach to the Shefach Hadeshin, it's still sholem. When you get there, don't just say, okay, let's put on the fire and let's go and burn it. No, you have to go and divide it up into shtiklach. Says Yimari Mala Halon Behefshit. When you're learning from an oila, oilet says the hifshit oisoi and them and nitach oisoi lintzachav. First you're mafshit. Mafshit means that you strip the hide from the animal by the carbon oila. What do you do with the hides afterwards? You give it to the kahanim. Exactly. You give the kahanim. So Mala Halon Behefshit, just like over there by the oila, you have to be mafshit of kahanim behefshit. Maybe that's the same aloch applies here too. Lagabi the carbon parakon mashiach, you have to be mafshinit. Tamaloyma, that's why it says the buzz of the kirboy ufirshoy. So what's the limit from kirboy ufirshoy? My tamud amra papa. Kishem shapirshoy, be kirboy kach pesora psoroi be oiroi. Just like the perish is inside the kerev, in other words, the zevel is not just sitting there, it's still inside the large intestine, the small intestine, it's going through the whole digestive system. So you have the perish b'kirbay. Kach b'sar ba'oyra, the basar is still within the or. It has not been removed, and we leave it in the or for purposes of burning, for sreifa. Even though by an oila, you're mafshid, not over here, over here, bar, kar, mashiach, you leave the oira in the or, is also burned on that Shefa Chadash. V'tani Rabbi Oimer, Nemer Kan Oir U'Basar U'Perish, that's the passage we just said. Nemer Alon Oir U'Basar U'Perish, where's that other? So Rashi at the top tells you, you have the Parakun Mashiach, you have the Din, the Oir U'Basar U'Perish, that's a Kirbay U'Fir Shoy, which we just had now. And it says by the Parva Soshli Yom Kippurim, Ve'is Parachatos, Ve'is Sirachatos, Ve'is Oir U'Sam, Ve'is Psaram, Ve'is Pirisham, Malalon Ayidei Nituach, Shloim Behevshit, just like by the Par Koine Mashiach, we just learned now that you may not to hit Shloim Behevshit. We learned it from the carbon oila afkan ayidei nituach Shloim Behevshit. Now, how did I learn it initially for the carbon oila? The Gemara said because I learned from the fact that I had the Gzeira Shava. What was the Gzeira Shava that we had initially? We had the Gzeira Shava. It said Roisha Ukrav and Roisha Ukrav. Malan ayidei nituach afkan ayidei nituach. So we thought maybe it's also behefshit. We're learning from oil. No snish, because it says the kibbutz pirshoy. It's got to be betoy chabasa. Ah, so therefore I learned halacha number one of the parakon of Mashiach from the carbon oila mitag zayde shava roishu ukrav. Now that I know that by the carbon Mashiach, I learned it further to tell you the same thing applies to the parvisoshim kippurim. We have the same lashon of the oir ubasar uperish. Just like the Parakon Mashiach, Nituach. How did I know Parakon Mashiach is Nituach? I learned that from the carbon oila. How did I learn it? With the Gzeira Shava. Like the Marisota. Roishu Krov. So I learned one Gzeira Shava from oila to the Din of Parakon Mashiach. And now I'm learning Parakon Mashiach to teach you the Din of Par Visol Shri Yom Kippurim. So you see that you have back to back Gzeira Shavas. And that's why here in the Gzeira Shava, you started off with Rami Bar Chama. Remember that somebody challenged that. And somebody challenged by asking Ravina, who's the one that asked Ravina? That was Marzutra Bereder of Mary Ravina. Maybe I can't go and learn it. So Sarova said, no problem, I have a second limud. What would the second limud be from this Karpon Mashiach, Zereshova, to the din of the Parav Soshim Kippurim? And that's, therefore, we have two separate rayas to Zereshova, can be taught Zereshova. That's why you have a check mark and not an X mark. Okay.
So they brought it out and they cut it up, but they didn't.
They didn't flay it.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Right, exactly right. Beautiful.
I just thought they just put it on a pyre, but here we see no.
That's why we have to learn our Gemara. When they discover years from now, or maybe days from now, that you happen to be a Kohen and they're asking you to do the holy work in the base of Mikdash, they're going to say, what do we do now? Do we flay it? Don't you? Well, we just learned the Gemara.
Don't flay it. But
you do cut it into pieces. But not initially. Initially, you hoitzi is kolapot.
When you cut, you don't know, there's no procedure, you cut however you like.
We're going to have more about that in Zvachim, and we had already in Yuma, which you take off, you take the flanken, you take off the front legs and back legs, which you do first, which you do second. Okay. We're going to have it also in Talmud or Midas. Imar is going to go through all of that as well. Okay. Anyway, so that's now the next one on the chart. Something you learn Gzeira Shava, can you teach now Bekal V'chaim? Dr. Imara, yes, you can. Based on a kal v'chomer. In other words, until now, all my rayas were either from a braisa or from existing amiroim, such as Rava, Ravina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Papa. Now we're going to use our own sophisticated kal v'chomer to teach you that something that was learned with Gzeira Shava can continue and be melamed with a kal v'chomer. And what is that? Kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is this way. Ma hekish she'ena melamed behekish. We know that a hekish cannot go and teach a hekish. Now, Rabbi said to be able, sometimes to you lose your track when you're figuring out these kal v'chomers. When you see the Rav and Ravina or Tan Rabbi Shmuel, but try to put those in parentheses. Don't focus on the names. The more just trying to tell you, if you're wondering, how do you know that? Remember, we already learned that.
That's the first box.
Yeah, exactly. So, ma hekish she'ena melamed behekish. We know the hekish cannot teach a hekish. Rav or Ravina. Melamed bekal v'chomer. However, that same hekish can be melamed kav v'chaymer. Where do you see the hekish melamed kav v'chaymer? Tanu v'Rabbi Shmuel. So that's on the top line, right? You start with hekish, third box, kav v'chaymer, big check. You can be learned with a kav v'chaymer. So even though a hekish cannot teach a hekish, but the hekish could supplementally teach a kav v'chaymer. Gzeira shava hamelamedes behekish, the gzeira shava which can teach a hekish, midra papa, that's the first of the second line, right? You have the Gzeira Shava Mlamedes Behekish, that was Rav Papa, or Marzut is a Shaila, but according to Rav Papa, that it certainly should be able to go and teach with a Kal V'chomer. Again, how do we have this? Hekish is Shvacha. It's in a Malamed Behekish. But it's a Malamed Kalvachoyim. Gzeir Shova, which is Malamed Behekish. Oh, so Gzeir Shova is strong. The Hekish can't be Malamed Behekish. But Gzeir Shova can be Malamed Behekish. Then certainly should be able to be Malamed Bekalvachoyim. So Timora, Lechoyra dus a Zeir Aguta Limud. However, Havi Chalamandi is later Rapapa. If you hold like Rapapa, Rapapa was the one that says, yes, you can go and learn that. Elamandi less later Rapapa. Why was there Machloikis? Because you have the Lamed and the Malamed. The Master with Rapapa was talking about that you're learning the Shlom initially from Meiser and then afterwards from the Shlom to Toyda. The Master is a problem because Master Dog and Master Sheni is a Chulin. So you have to learn from the Lamed, you have to learn from the Lamed. So if you hold like Rapapa, Zeir good. Elamandi less later Rapapa, Mayika Lamayman. What would you say if you don't hold like that Rapapa? Because you have to have both the Malamed and the Lamed are Kachim. Ela Kal V'chaymet. Rather, I'm going to learn another Kal V'chaymet. Remember, I'm learning Tav Lamed B'Gzei Shava to be Mechoyze or Malamed B'Kal V'chaymet, right? We started off, that's on the second line, and we're learning him with the Kal V'chaymet. So what's the Kal V'chaymet? The Hekish She'ein Malamed B'Hekish. That's what he said, Hekish can't teach a Hekish, because it's either a Rav or a Ravina. Malamed B'Kal V'chaymet, but that same Hekish can be Malamed B'Kal V'chaymet. That's the same, we start off the same way as we started off the limud before. Mak hekish and lam hekish, it's malam bekal v'chaymer. B'tan Rabbi Shmuel, gzeir shava maladis b'gzeir shava. Gzeir shava can be malam b'gzeir shava chaverta midrami bar chama. How do I know gzeir shava, this is the second box there on the second line. Oh, ein oidin shetalamid bekal v'chaymer. Obviously, gzeir shava is stronger than the case of the hekish. A back-to-back Hekish you cannot learn. But from the Hekish you can teach a Kal V'chaymer. Gzeir Shava, which you can do a back-to-back Gzeir Shava, is the Chavada Shetalam B'Kal V'chaymer. You could certainly learn from a Gzeir Shava to a Kal V'chaymer. And that's why you have here in the third box, Kal V'chaymer Mehekish, and Choyz Malam Mehekish, Kalam B'Kal V'chaymer, Gzeir Shava Malam Mehekish, and Vada, you can go and be Malam B'Kal V'chaymer. So with that we've concluded that check mark, Baruch Hashem, this Gzeir Shava. But notice that whole Gzeir Shava, teaching from Gzeir Shava to Kal V'chaymer, was based on a Kal V'chaymer. And we're going to address that shortly, just put in the back, the recesses of your mind. Okay. Zog to mind, B'tan V'rishmol, Gzeir Shava, Lenin, Gzeir Shava, Chaveta, 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 and Edin Shalam, V'Kal V'chaymer. Fine. So we're done with that shtickle. Now on the final box of Gzeir Shava, Tav Lam Gzeir Shava, Shalame, Bebinyan Av, can you go and take from Gzeir Shava? You start off Gzeir Shava, one to the other. Can you now teach from that a binyan av? So you take ich veis nisht. That's the easiest of them all. That's why you have a big question mark there in that box. He brings a toisis later on, or actually toisis on the Omer Aleph mit Akasha, but for our purposes, the Gemara concludes, ich veis nisht. I don't know if you're learning a nisht of Gzeir Shava. Can you teach it after that binyan av? Let's take now, double lamed bekal v'chaymer. Now we go on to the third line of our chart. Double lamed bekal v'chaymer. I shall lamed hekish. Can you go and learn from kal v'chaymer to hekish? So tomorrow, yeah, avadiya with the kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Amad gzeir shava she'ena lameda behekish. It says here behekish. It's really mehekish. In fact, the shittim kubetzes changes it. Anyway, so that's really from the shittim kubetzes. Good. So getting back. Shavalam bi kal v'chaymer shalamed behekish. Kal v'chaymer madach gzeir shava she'en lemeida mehekisha midrab yoichanan. Gzeir shava you cannot learn from a hekish. In other words, you start with a hekish that was on the top line, and then you wanted to go and learn it to a gzeir shava. Big X in the box. Rabbi Yochanan, no chulila. You start off with a hekish, you cannot learn Gzeir Shava from the hekish. But nevertheless, malamid behekish. Again, we started off, what's the Kal V'chaymer? Mat Gzeir Shava, you cannot learn from a hekish, but you can teach with a hekish. How do I know that Gzeir Shava can teach with a hekish? Mit Rapapa. That's here on the box number two here. Gzeir Shava, Rapapa. Is Kal V'chaymer, halamid behekish. I'm sorry, halomet mi hekish, a kal v'chaymer that you can learn from hekish, mitan reishmol, and the din shilam behekish can the chavada go and learn with the hekish. In other words, start that again. Dov halomet kal v'chaymer. Ma hu shilam behekish. What's the kal v'chaymer? Ma ta gzeir shova. She'en alameda min a hekish. Gzeir shova you cannot learn from a hekish, but that gzeir shova is malamed behekish. You can't learn it from a hekish, but it can teach a hekish. So dover halamin mehekish, something that you can learn from a hekish, and the chavadi should be able to go and be malabin now behekish. Therefore, as if you want, Nichalaman, the Isleid Rapapa. That's very good according to Rapapa. Elaman, the less Leid Rapapa, my Ikalamema. Remember, we had Marzutra says it has depends on whether it's a Malamin, Metalamate. Can you learn it? So you more taiku. And that's why, therefore, when you have your Kalva Choymer, you have that first box. Rapapa says you could learn it Metakalva Choymer. However, Marzutra says, I'm not sure because I didn't have over there a Malamin, Metalamate. I only had the Lamate because the Malamate was Master, which is Chulin. So, question is taken, that's why there's a question mark here in the box, as you can see. That's already in the next box, right? If you have, you started with Xer Shava, can you now teach to Xer Shava? Says Yimara, yes, based on a Kalvachayma. What's the mark in the Kalvachayma? Mad Xer Shava, She'ena Lameda, Mehe Kesh, Med Rabbi Yochanan, Xer Shava, you cannot learn from a Hekish, but Malamed Xer Shava, the same Xer Shava, you cannot learn it from a Hekish, but it can teach another Xeris Shava, Rabbi Yerbrachama. Kavachomer halomet behekish. Kavachomer that you can learn behekish. But it's under Rabbi Shmuel. In addition to lamet be Xeris Shava. Again, what was this Kavachomer over here? Tavalam be Kavachomer. Mahu shielamet be Xeris Shava. How do you do that? Kavachomer. Xeris Shava, you cannot learn from a hekish, but that same Xeris Shava can be melamet. Malamed b'gzeirah shava. Gzeirah shava you cannot learn from a hekish, but it can be malamed b'gzeirah shava. A kal v'choymer, which you can learn from a hekish, so a kal v'choymer is strong in the gzeirah shava, you can't learn from a hekish. But kal v'choymer, you can learn from a hekish, is ein adim t'chavadish et alamed b'gzeirah shava. Oh, so l'choyra, that's a very good kal v'choymer, and that's why in that second box of kal v'choymer, big check, kal v'choymer, gzeirah shava, and they're good.
So Kavachomer is stronger than a Gezerah Shava?
In this respect, Kavachomer is stronger because the Gezerah Shava you could not learn from a Hekish. However, the Kavachomer you were able to learn from a Hekish. So in that sense, Kavachomer is considered to be stronger than it doesn't mean Kol HaTorah Kul, it means for these purposes. Now, the next case is the fascinating case. Something with the original A to B, you learned with a Kavachomer, can you learn B to C with a Kavachomer? It says, Yomar, yes, Mit the Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Interesting, right? As the Gemara is going to call it shortly, it's a Kal V'chaymer, Ben Kal V'chaymer, Ben Benoisho Kal V'chaymer. We're going to see that in a moment. So the Gemara, Umag Zeyre Shava, She'en Lameda, Mei Hekish, Mid Rabbi Yochanan. You cannot learn Zeyre Shava from a Hekish. But Belamei Be Kal V'chaymer, Ken Amorim. However, that Zeyre Shava, you can learn to a Kal V'chaymer. Where do I know that the Zeyre Shava, you can learn to a Kal V'chaymer? In that third box, Kal V'chaymer Mehekish. I learn it based on a Kal V'chaymer. Can I mark? It's Kal V'chaymer Halamin Mehekish. A Kal V'chaymer which you can learn from Mehekish. That was on the first line. Mitan Rabbi Shmuel. And it didn't shilamit be Kal V'chaymer. Again. Double lam me Kal V'chaymer. Mao shilam be Kal V'chaymer. Kal V'chaymer. Mata Gzeir Shova. She'in a made Mehekish. Gzeir Shova is weaker in a sense. It's less that you cannot learn from Mehekish. However, it can be malamit be Kal V'chaymer. So now, Kal V'chaymer, which you can learn from a Hekish, so it's stronger in a sense than the Gzeir Shava, is a Chavad and Din Shilam Kal V'chaymer. Then a Chavad should be able to be Malam Kal V'chaymer, just like the Gzeir Shava can be Malam Kal V'chaymer. This you should also be able to learn a Kal V'chaymer. So I'm learning this Kal V'chaymer to teach you the Kal V'chaymer can be Malam Kal V'chaymer based on a pre-existing Kal V'chaymer. What is that pre-existing Kal V'chaymer? That Gzeir Shava Kim Malamed B'Kal V'chaymer. Not that I had a Raya from Rava, Rav Chizda, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Papa, Rav Yoichanan. No, it's based on a Kal V'chaymer. So tomorrow, Zel Kal V'chaymer, Ben Kal V'chaymer. That I'm learning this Kal V'chaymer based on another Kal V'chaymer. And that works Kal V'chaymer to Kal V'chaymer. Frey Timora, wow, it's much more than that. Ben Benoishel Kal V'chaymer. It's not just one Kal V'chaymer teaching another Kal V'chaymer. The fact that you can learn one Kal V'chaymer to the next Kal V'chaymer is based on a Kal V'chaymer. And the original Kal V'chaymer that you're saying that I'm learning one Kal V'chaymer for the next Kal V'chaymer, that itself is based on a Kal V'chaymer. That's about the Kal V'chaymer of the Gzeirah Shava to Kal V'chaymer. Where I don't have a posik, I don't have a right from a man diyom, and nishka brais, and nishka. It's just based on a Kal V'chaymer. So it's ben benoishu Kal V'chaymer who... Can I really keep on learning Kal V'chaymer, type of Kal V'chaymer, type of Kal V'chaymer? Rashi says this becomes Dilma Kuli Hai, less than Lameilef Umezel. Maybe this is too attenuated to keep on pushing it with another Kal V'chaymer. Says Yimar, you're right. I have a better Kal V'chaymer, if you will. And that is Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Again, we're trying to learn back to back Kal V'chaymers based on a Kal V'chaymer. What is the Kal V'chaymer? My Hekish. Shein Lamed Behekish. That's how we started today. But Malamed b'kal v'choymer, minitan Rabbi Shmuel. You start off with a hekish, you can continue on to a kal v'choymer. Kal v'choymer halomed me hekish, a kal v'choymer that I can learn from a hekish. Minitan Rabbi Shmuel. That's what we just brought now. And then shalom b'kal v'choymer. Then certainly you can go and take that one step further from one kal v'choymer to the next kal v'choymer. Again, what's the kal v'choymer? Hekish is not malamed b'hekish. But nevertheless, a hekesh can be melamed b'kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer, which you can learn from a hekesh. You can't learn a hekesh from a hekesh, but you can learn a kal v'chaymer from a hekesh. Then it certainly can be melamed b'kal v'chaymer. And how do I know that from Tad Rabbi Shmuel? Oh, so kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. This is no longer a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer, ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer, because every part of the kal v'chaymer that we just brought is based on a rova, a ravina, a Tan Rabbi Shmuel, not based on a sophisticated kal v'chaymer learning. So kal v'chaymer and kal v'chaymer, that's fine. And that's what we wanted to go and learn. Kal v'chaymer from kal v'chaymer. That's good. But to go and learn it based on another kal v'chaymer, dus is shoyin ben menoy, dus nish. Finally, davar alam kal v'chaymer ashi lamed bibinyan av. If you all have patience for another couple of minutes, we'll finish off this line. Otherwise, we could theoretically stop here. Okay, so let's finish. You started with a kal v'chaymer and you want to learn binyanav. Omer v'yirmiya, toshema. I'm going to bring you a rai. Molek v'nimtis treifa. Now, what is this all about? As we know, when you have an animal and you shecht it, principally what we think about this shechting is to make it kosher now to eat. You couldn't eat an animal when it's alive. It's eva menachai. You shecht it. Now you can go and eat it. But there's another principal purpose of shechting an animal. What's another one? To mitire it from nevela so much, or nevela, or from treifa. Treifa is also a form of nevela. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us now, that's when you're talking about a regular shechita of a regular animal. What happens if you're talking about malikas hu oif? Malikas oif, as you know, the oif is a base manish, didn't do a shechita, he did a malika. Now what happens if the malika is a chatas oif, it's nechel kahan. What happens if you did a malika and it's a strafe? After you did a malika, then you find that there's a problem with the lungs, from with the kidneys, with the liver.
Strafe by ophos, it's called mechusraver.
No, it's gapo.
We're not talking about mum. We're saying it's a strafe. Balmum, gabi oifus, you're right, is not just a risei einov, it has to be a balmum. Balmum means mechusraver. Here we're talking about a trafe. A regular trefa.
How do you find a trefa? You have some.
You did a bedika.
No, but you don't check the lungs of a.
You don't have to check it. What happens if somebody was. They cut open, right? You're not going to go and eat it all the way in as a capon or something. You're going to cut into pieces. And the coin, when he's cutting into pieces, to go and now roast it, to go and eat it for the din of the achilles, chatas o'oif, he opens up. Hey, Rabbeisa, there's a huge needle here inside the lungs. Really, on the side of the pipi. Really, I don't believe it. Everybody came around. The reporters came. They made it. Became viral. 10 million people around the whole world were looking at it, wondering whether this was an act of terrorism or not, trying to figure out how can we slant it and make this for the righteous and for the leftists. Anyway, it was an imza strife. There's no question that they found out that it's strife. So the question is, clearly the kahanim can no longer eat from it because it's strife. Question is, does it have the din of Tumas Nevela, Tumas Treifa? So now, a regular shechita of shechitas chulin, Rashi tells us it is a triple machlokes. If you want to see the triple machlokes, here, let's look at the Rashi B'tambeis. So don't forget B'tambeis. Right before the middle wide lines, you have two lines before the middle wide lines. Sholish machlokes v'dav. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Last two narrow lines.
Last two lines is a sholish machlokes v'dav.
Yeah, okay.
Good. So you have three opinions. Let a mayor. Is number one, achas shchitas oif shulchulin, the achas malika bekodshim metaharoi streifasim midei nevela. Just like a shchitas oif shulchulin, you find that it's a treifa, and now that I eat it, however, it takes away the tumma.
Yeah.
Malika's oif, it also takes away the tumma that normally would be generated by the fact that this is a treifa or nevela, and therefore, moitzim, so shchita and malika both do a great job, moitzim day treifa, or moitzim day tumma. Rabbi Yehuda, it's the other way around. Zuvazua, einim et teheref. You maximum the shechita can accomplish is it's kosher, or the malik is kosher, but if you find it treifa, I'm sorry, it's einim et teheref, sorry. Rabbi Yossi, he makes yovi akosher shlich achri b'neim, shechita met teheref. It is metaher, no tuma. V'lei malika, but nishka malika. Malika doesn't help you to be metaher. Okay, v'chim b'furish. So getting back to our Gemara. So that's kind of the one background. There's another background that we have to know, that there's a major difference between the tumma of oifois and the tumma of bahayt. a behemoth that became maybe able to trade for what type of tum is there?
Magomasa.
You touch it. Oh, basically.
And also
basically
the begotten.
When you swallow it.
Okay. Yes, okay. The more it doesn't go into the begotten. Anyways, Omer Biyami, Toshima. Molak v'nim to strafe. He did a maliki, he found a strafe. And a mayor, Omer, Eina metama beisavliya. That's Ramele Shitosa, that Rashi brought the three shittas. It's not metama beisavliya, even though the malika does not allow you to go and eat from it. If the kohen were to eat from it, and it went down into his beis avliya, he does not become tame, because the malika is like shechita, yeah, and it makes it kosher, not in terms of kosher to eat, but it takes away the tum. So he's not metama beisavliya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Metama Beisavliya. Rabbi Yehuda Lishita said that neither the Shechita nor the Malika helped to remove the Tumah. Says Rameh, I'm right, Rabbi Yehuda. Kavach Omer. Umadach in the Veles Behema Shemetama Bemaga Ubemasa. Shechita Semetaheres, Metaheres.
Don't you?
Trefasa Mitumasa. Thank you. Madach in the Veles Behema, which is Metama Magmasa. That's heavy duty Tumah, Magomasa. But the Shechita, don't you agree with him at Teheres, Trefasa Mitamasa, that it's a Trefa, no Tuma, because he did a good Shechita? Nevelis Oif, Shein Metam Magamas, it's a very Shvacha Tuma. It's not Metam Magamas, it's only Beis Avliya. A light Tuma. And the Din Dechavada is, Shetehei Shechitasa Metaheres, Trefasa Mitamasa, that it's Shechita by the Oif. Notice he didn't mention the word Malika,
yeah,
but the Shechita by an Oif, just like the Shechita by a Behema, if it turns out to be Trefa, it's Matar Midei Tumasa. By Nevelis Oif, the Shechita is also Matar Midei Tumasa. Madach Nevelis Oif, which is a much lighter Tumah, right? It's only not Magmasa, only Beis Avliya. And the Shechita is Mitaresa, Trefas Mitumasa, and takes away the Tumah of the Trefa. Okay, so what was this so far? This was so far a Kal V'chaimer. What was the Kal V'chaimer? Madach Nevelis Behema Tumaya, the Shechita takes away the Tumah. Then the Shechita Menevelis Oif Avada takes away the Tumah because it's a light Tumah to start off with. So that's a Kal V'chaimer. But we're talking about Malika now. Now let's take that Kal V'chaimer and go one step further from the din of a Kal V'chaimer to a Mamatzino. Mamatzino b'Shechita Shemachshirasa ba'achila. Shechita is machshir ba'achila. Metaheres trefasa mitamasa. Af Malika Shemachshirasa ba'achila. Tetair trefasa mitamasa. Now this is not based on a Kal V'chaimer. This is not based on a Gzeira Shava. It's just based on a Mamatzin, what the Gemara calls a Binyan Av. They're just like a normal Shechita. What does it do? It's Machshir B'Achila, and it's Metayer. So Malika, which is also Machshir B'Achila in the base of English, it's parallel, it should also be Metayer. So
this is Hulin and this is Kachin.
One second. Let's first understand what it says. And then we'll ask Kachin. Do you agree that we started with a Kal V'chaimer and we ended up with a Binyan Av?
Yes.
What was the Kal V'chaimer? Kal V'chaimer, the God of the degrees of Tumah. Madach, that Shechita helps by a behemah to take away the heavy duty Machu Masa. Certainly it's going to help to go and take away the Shechita, the Gabe, the Velis Oif. It's only Beis Avliya stuff. But now that doesn't help us for the Malika. Now I'm doing a Mamatzino. Just like I see where Shechita by the Velis Oif is Machshir Ba'ach. A normal Shechita is Machshir Ba'achila and it takes away the Tumah. Same thing, Malika, which is also Machshir Ba'achila in the base of Minish, it should also be not Madach, but similarly, just like it's a parallel. Just like Shechita outside the base of Minish should help to go and take away the Tumah. See, here too, the Malika, which is allowed Machshir Ba'achila, should also take away the Tumah. So therefore, I have now backed up the original Kal V'chaimer with the Binyan Av, and the Chayda works very beautifully. However, Yossi Omer, Daya, Kinevelas, Behema, Tahoira, Shechitas, and Taras, Vole Malikasa. This is Rabbi Yossi we brought before in the Rashi. Rabbi Yossi says, I have a Daya. What's Daya? Davai Lov Mitin Lios Kinin. Since the original Rai that I'm trying to go and bring is from Shechita, Daya, Kinevelas, Behema, Tahoira, Shechitas, and Taras, Vole Malikasa. If you take a Behema outside the base of Midrash and you do a Malika, that's Gunish, right? It's not Mashav anything. Gunish. And that was the whole makar that I brought originally of the Kal V'chaimer, right? I started with the Kal V'chaimer, learning from Behema, Madach, that it's Metayer. Certainly by Nevelis Oif, it's Metayer. But by Behema, it's only Metayer if you're talking about a Shechita. It's not Metayer if you're doing a Malika. So that Oif, you can't learn a Malika. That's Rabbi Yossi's fault. But let's get back to us. So the Choyra, the Raya that we brought from a Meir, is a Kuta Raya. Because we started off with the Kal V'chaimer. Madach, the heavy duty, Magomasa, it's Metayer. By Nevelis Oif, which is only the Beis Avliya, it's Chavad Metayer. Now that was a case of a Kal V'chaimer. And now I learned from Shechita to Malika, just like a Shechita is machshir and metayr. Malika is machshir, it's probably also metayr. So l'chayr a good time. It's not a good ride. Because hosem tehevi hi meshchita dechulim ka'asyon. What's the kasha? That was what Barry was asking 5 minutes ago. I told him, wait one moment. What is that? The back. What is our back-to-back limudim over here? The first limud is from shchita of a behema chulen to the din of a shchita
of oif chulen.
And now we're learning from the shchita's oif chulen to the malika of an oif inside the base of English. So we don't have kodshim to kodshim. We have chulen to kodshim. Chulen to kodshim. Everybody agrees. You can go and learn limud me limud. It's only a case of both of them would be kodshim to kodshim. Here, even the lamed is not a kodesh because we're learning initially shchita outside the base of Yiddish. Madach, the shchita of a behaima, which is heavy duty tumma, the magumasa, the shchita takes away that tumma. Is chavada, the shchita of the oif outside, which you find afterwards to be an avelu or treifa, which has only the tumma of a base of liya. Is chavada, it's metai. Okay, but that's all chulin, chulin, chulin. And now I'm learning from the din of the then of the Shechitah's Oif to Malika's Oif. They're just like Shechitah's Oif, it's Machshir, and it takes away the Tumah. So probably the Malika also takes away the Tumah. So we started with a Kal V'Chaymer, and we ended with a Mamatzina, with a Binyanah. Great! But the whole first part of the equation, the Kal V'Chaymer is more than Chulen, and therefore, says the Amara, that's you don't have a Raya, and that's why we blive at the end with one big question mark. Can you? We don't have the Befesh, right? Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to start on the final. Can you learn all the rest? Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you for listening.